It is a Thursday. It is crunch time, and we like to finish with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Yeah, it's the lightning round, and I really only want to sing about the Yankees and Gary Sanchez and Masahiro Tanaka and Aaron Judge and Greg Burr.
The lightning round is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs has the widest selection of batteries and energy-saving light bulbs like LEDs for your home or for your business. It doesn't matter who broke it, they can fix it. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix cracked screens, broken buttons, and charge ports and more on your phone or your tablet. And not only that, Batteries Plus Bulbs offers helpful pluses like free car battery testing, car battery installation for iPhones, watches, key fobs, garage remotes, and more. You can visit them in Eugene and Corvallis or online at batteriesplusbulbs.com. We begin the lightning round today with Teddy Bridgewater of the Minnesota Vikings. He is back at practice a little over a year after he tore his ACL during training camp. Doctors have cleared Teddy for full contact at practice, and the Vikings still have 3 weeks to decide if they'll activate him off the IR. Meanwhile, they've got Case Keenum and Matt Stafford who are playing serviceably so far, so there might not be a rush to bring him back. But what percent chance do you give Bridgewater of playing this season for Minnesota?
Yeah, well, we last left our hero in 2015, man. They went 11-5. And, you know, they had a good running game, and he was kind of the game manager. But contingent on how their season goes, he was supposed to be their franchise guy. He was the first round pick of the franchise in 2014. I'm going to say if he's healthy and he gets green lit, I'll give him an 80% chance of seeing some action.
Speaking of the NFC North, with Aaron Rodgers done for the season with a broken collarbone, the door now is wide open for any team to be able to take the division title. The Vikings and Packers are tied at 4-2 atop the division, the Lions at 3-3, and the Bears rounding things out at 2-4. Who takes the NFC North? The Vikings, Packers, Lions, or Bears?
Wow. You know, because of their defense and because I think they've been playing poorly and erratically, and even though they have to visit places like Baltimore and Tampa, I don't think Cincinnati's that good. I'm kind of leaning Detroit with like a 9-7 record.
Okay. The Blazers nearly set an NBA record in their 124-76 win over the Suns for the biggest margin in NBA history for an opening night. So a fill in the blank here. The Blazers win over Hooked On Phonics is blank.
Is embarrassing for Phoenix and fun for Portland, but don't jump to too many conclusions just yet.
All right. Wade Davis of the Chicago Cubs has gone from a strictly ninth-inning pitcher to a multi-inning save machine. After 48 pitches last night in Game 5, Davis isn't going to be available to help the bullpen that already has a 6.36 ERA over nearly 32 innings so far this postseason. The Cubs are taking on Kershaw tonight for Game 5. What percent chance do you give the Cubs of staving off elimination for one more night?
Well, I'll tell you what, last night was, which I actually admire the Cubbies. If you're desperate, act desperate. Play like it. You know, the season's about to come to an end. So with the way their bullpen has operated and the fact that Quintana is not a real innings eater, the bullpen's going to have to come through tonight. LA's the best team in baseball. I know a lot of people are talking about being hot and what that carries in October. But I got to give LA a three to one odds. I'm going to make them a 75% chance of winning this game tonight behind Kershaw.
Okay. In college football, we're just a couple weeks away from getting our first college football playoff Final Four rankings. Yesterday, you tweeted that right now you'd have Bama, Georgia, TCU, and Penn State as your Final Four. But lurking annoyingly is number 13 Notre Dame, whose only loss this season is now to number 3 Georgia. The Golden Domers have 4 games remaining against currently ranked opponents, and being an independent team, they don't have to worry about losing a conference title game late in November to ruin their college football playoff hopes. What percent chance do you give Notre Dame of getting into the college football playoff?
Woof. I don't know if you heard me. I said woof. They play USC this week. The Trojans make me nervous because they haven't been playing well, but when they click, watch out. North Carolina State after that, that's a good team. They make a run at their division in the ACC. Notre Dame also has to visit Miami and Stanford. So I don't think so. It's not impossible. I give the Golden Domers about a 5% chance of making the Final Four.
Speaking of that Final Four, with all the upsets last week, there are now only 6 remaining teams in the Power 5 who are undefeated. Bama, Georgia, Penn State, Wisconsin, TCU, and the U. Bama and Georgia are essentially on a collision course for the SEC championship game, pending full and total chaos, and Penn State and Wisconsin the same in the Big Ten championship game. So, what percent chance do you give multiple teams getting into the playoff with at least one loss?
Oh, my bet is that maybe Alabama will end up unbeaten. That will be if they knock off Georgia. So multiple teams with one loss. I'm going to say there's an 80% chance that multiple teams get in. As a matter of fact, I changed that. I'm going to go 90% chance. 90% chance that multiple teams will be in the college football playoff with at least one loss.
Wow.
So I'm feeling confident about that.